All right. So this is Google Reader. Google Reader is an RSS reader. Do people use RSS to have some idea of what it is? Okay, so it's pretty easy to use. You find a website that you're interested in, and you can grab the RSS feed for that website. And most websites nowadays, particularly large news websites, often have multiple RSS feeds. So I'm going to grab this one here, Top Stories from News Trust, a news site I like a lot. And you come in here, you just click Add Subscription, paste in the URL, and it adds it to your Google Reader. And then you can read it in Google Reader. I'm going to do an additional step here and add it to a folder, because you'll notice that all my feeds on the left side there are actually, many of them are in folders. I'm going to go ahead and add this one to my news aggregated folder, which is right here. So you can use this in a variety of ways. What I tend to do is start with my news aggregated, and this is actually an aggregation of an aggregation, because most of the news websites in here are aggregated sources, such as Google News, which you can see it here. This is the website. I've grabbed the RSS feed from this website from here, and I put it in a Google Reader. But this I've also taken, and I've personalized this for myself to grab particular categories. There's Middlebury in there, Web 2.0, evolution, architecture, things that I'm interested in, as well as some standard stuff. And then I've grabbed the RSS feed for that. So that's already aggregated. And what Google News does is aggregate news from various sources. And sort of, it has an algorithm. It's a purely algorithmic approach to news aggregation, as opposed to something like News Trust, which is aggregation by human beings. People going out to the web and saying, no, this is really a good story, and ranking it and doing that. So I grab it and bring it into Google Reader. And then to read the news, and there are various ways you can use the tool. My favorite way to use it is just to have what's called this list view. And you can go through and you can see things. And just use your shift key, you can go to the next news item. And you can go through like that. Let me go to one that I like a lot. Here's a one that I've called Culture. So I have news aggregated, traditional news sources I rarely go to anymore. BBC News, New York Times. Then I have a number of sites which are, I'm describing as tech blogs, Signal Noise, O'Reilly Radar, and go through those. And yeah, so I have a whole bunch of different things. Culture one is sort of interesting here. So this is showing me items from these various websites, and I've chosen here to view them, or I can choose to view them by auto. And what this will do is take all of those different posts, and I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I believe it sort of gives you the latest news from a particular site, and then news from another site, so you get a nice mix of news from different sites coming in all at once. Malcolm Gladwell's new book, Outliers. And then if you like something, you can add a star to it. And if you want to share it with other people, you can click Share. You can even add notes. You can email it. So as you're going through, if you find something that's interesting. Oh, yeah, this is actually great. We can go in here. I'll add a star to that, and I'm going to share that with people.
What does Share
do? Share, then, puts it in, let's see. In your shared items, which other people could subscribe to at this web page here. So these are my shared items, and this is a public site. And anybody could then come to this website, grab that RSS feed, grab that URL and subscribe to this RSS feed of all the things that I thought were interesting and wanted to share. The problem with this is I don't really use that all that much. I much prefer Delicious. And I found out today, and I'd hoped to get it to work, but wasn't able to. You can also choose to... There's something called Grease Monkey, which allows you to modify web pages and add in here a tag to Delicious. Because that's the way I share things. I want to be able to share this on Delicious and not here with the shared items, because it's not, people don't use that quite as much. So that's this podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts. This is an aggregation of various podcast sites. And I can listen to the podcast here.
This is Doug Kay from the Conversations Network.
2003, that's a little bit old. Oh, I see. That's that pop tech. That's actually kind of old there. IT Conversations is one of my favorite sources of... Well, that's 2003, too. Yeah, actually, you're right. Yep. And you can actually hear the podcast right in line here. Just listening to there. Though, with my podcasts, I tend to subscribe to them through iTunes. But this can give me a quick overview of podcasts and decide that there's one interesting that I can go and grab from iTunes.
Subscribing to a podcast similar to getting an RSS feed?
Yeah.
Podcast is just an RSS feed actually, that happens to have a link to a file in it.
Yep.
It's the same.
Yep. What else do we have here? Education, a bunch of RSS feeds from education sites. Mobile, this is sort of interesting. And this is something new that Adam would be interested in too. This is through Google Alerts. So let me pull that up, because that's a new feature that came in with Google recently. Google Alerts. Quick. Let's see. Google Alerts. Here we are. Manage your alerts. Often you want to keep track of things on the web. Project Bamboo is something that I've been working on. That's through Google News. Right, so I want to keep up on news stories about Project Bamboo, for instance. What I can do... Let me go back. ...is I can make an alert, as I've done here, or I can add a new alert. Actually, this is better. Why don't we just add a new one here for Middlebury College. Now I'm going to put that in quotes. What this will do, and I can choose what kind of search to do. I'll do a comprehensive search, which will give me news about Middlebury College from Google News, from blogs, from the web, from video and groups. I can choose to have that emailed to me, or I can choose to have an RSS feed of that. So anything you want to find in Google that you regularly search for and want to see updates for, you can use this Google Alert. I'm making a feed and I create the alert here. And then I can view that in Google Reader. Oops, that's Segue. Where is it here? Middleware. View it in Google Reader. And it just started, so there's no items in it yet. But I'm going to go ahead and then add that to my education folder. It's really not a folder, it's really a tag. Because I can add it to education, and I could also add it to other sites as well. And now in my education, you see we have this Google alert for Middlebury. And eventually, I'll get some items in that, but I think it takes a little while for that to fill up. And these are actually the same idea. These are Google News items on different mobile devices, BlackBerry, iPhone, iPods, also on iPods in education. So this kind of gives me an overview of what's happening in the mobile market and mobile technologies. mashups. This actually comes from a pipe that I created, Yahoo Pipe. Maybe I won't get into that, but that's a mashup of a mashup. This is really a bunch of websites that I maintain. So these are actually blog posts that I have made, and there's some other stuff in there as well. Yeah, so let me go a little bit more and talk about the subscriptions. You can add subscriptions. You can also manage your subscriptions. I'm subscribed to 76 RSS feeds in here, and you can see each of them are in different folders. Some are in more than one folder. This really should be called tags, probably. These are all the tags that I use. You can then take and for any of these particular tags, folders, you can create a public page for them. So I can go here. This is a public page of all the blog stuff that I've done. Actually, it's also got this Google Alert on some phrase books that I've worked on. Stop that. Go back. It's all these Google Alert things. Right, so any one of these folders of RSS feeds that I have that I can choose to share with other people, or actually, oh, this is actually interesting here, make a blog role that you could embed in a blogging tool. And this shows you, oh, this is good. This is various blogs that I have sort of set up and maintained. Well, and there's also MediaWiki changes I have in there. Some OKI stuff. So people can come in here and grab that and put that in their blog if they wanted to.
I don't think I envision that. You have your blog, yep. And then you'd have, you say, add to it.
What you see there... Oh, I didn't even get to that, did I? Let me go back to this quickly. Folders and tags. So add to your blog role. This is a bit of JavaScript that you can add to your website. It's actually JavaScript here. You copy and paste this into your blog in the appropriate place in your blog. And then what that will show you is this kind of thing here. And you could probably customize the colors of it if you wanted to as well. Oh, there's so much to show. Just a couple more things that are really cool. The Discover here, I just actually discovered this. this shows you blogs that you might be, RSS feeds that you might be interested in based on the kinds of things you read. And this is why it's so great to have your, well, it's good and bad. If you're willing to share everything you read and look at with Google, then Google will come back and say, oh, well, based on the kinds of things that you're reading in Google Reader, you might like this website, or Media Futurist, or Yahoo Obituaries. That's interesting. Yeah. Trends are interesting. Trends will show you the kinds of things that you're looking at, your reading habits. So these are my 76 subscriptions, and these are last 30 days, items posted. Let's see. Boing Boing is, I guess, the site that I probably read the most. I read about 11% of that. Google News, I read a fair amount of. Newsvine. So these are all the sites that I read the most of. Then in terms of subscriptions, subscriptions that are most frequently updated are described here. So there's really a lot of information that Google keeps about you, for better and for worse. That's probably it, right? Any questions or comments? Yeah.
I'll reveal my paranoia here. Do you have any idea how much of this Google tracks, and if FBI came up with a warrant, how much they could reveal?
That is
it's all right there.
Google will track your search history as well, which I'm not so paranoid. I turn on search history, which means that every time I search in Google, Google keeps track of that. It's not here, but
you don't have to worry because Google will do no evil.
That's right.
You literally live in China. Then they'll give you a...
Yeah, so it's, there's pros and cons. The pros of it is if you have Google track what you're doing, it can come back and tell you interesting things that you might help you discover new stuff. But on the other hand, you know, it's keeping track of everything, and yeah, supposedly they could share that with other people.
Well, yep. They're tracking everything anyway. It's just associating it with your IP address instead of the username. And, you know, if you're searching for a lot of things that might reveal who you are, then that's happening anyway, whether or not you log in and have an account.
Yeah. One more quick note. Here's my iGoogle here, and I have my Google Reader in iGoogle as well. And this is yet another way of reading. Those are all my tags. And within, this is kind of a different interface that's sort of interesting. When you open it up here, it kind of pops up. What I like about this is it's contextualized. Yeah. Too much to show all in 10 minutes.
Somebody had 20.
Yeah. Oh, have I had 20? Has it been that long? Well, one last thing. Tags. Delicious tags are interesting. Many people use Delicious for tagging. I keep track of all those here. So Otter Falls, this guy that has some interesting stuff I track. Dan's Mind. And then actually stuff that people have tagged for me in Delicious I can also view in here, as well as my own tags. And I can mix those all up into one setting here.
This is all Google Reader.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Any other questions? Chapters mind while we're done. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.